T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bruce Adams is the president, CEO of the Credit Union League of Connecticut. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, thanks. We're doing well. So obviously, we're now 10 weeks into this pandemic. Have people grown accustomed to this and acting responsibly when it comes to finances?
Yeah. I mean, I think in general they are. We've adapted to a new reality, and we're trying to find our way forward. I think, the most important thing for me is making sure right now that our kids are figuring it out and learning so that they can do better the next time some big challenge comes around.
And I think the one thing that we've seen here, Bruce, is, a lot of people are depending on those stimulus checks, some of which have come, some which have not. But the fact is, I think we're finding out how many of us don't have savings or much of it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, what is it? 3/4 of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, something like that. I mean, that's pretty scary stuff. And I think that what we can do is we can try to make lemonade out of these COVID lemons, and build our resiliency. And an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And now's the time for us to really look forward. The curve is flattening, the crisis is sort of diminishing, and we're in this, now the recovery phase of this thing. So let's figure out how to recover and be stronger.
And isn't it also fair to say, though, that with people making less money, there'll be more people living paycheck to paycheck for the next couple of months?
For the next couple of months, for sure. And there's going to be more, there certainly is more people living no paycheck to no paycheck.
Right.
I know.
And that underscores the need for savings.
Right. And so on average, just if you were talking to one of your clients, one of your customers, what would you advise them? How much should you save? Because if you're living paycheck to paycheck, you're going to say, well, I really don't have any to put away in a savings account.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really tough question because everybody comes in with a different set of circumstances.
Right.
So, you take a person who's been living paycheck to paycheck for 40 years and they're on the edge of retirement. That's a very different situation than somebody who's got, their first just graduated high school and they're applying for jobs online.
Right.
Yeah. Or even especially for people, kids who have just graduated for college and are looking for that first real full-time job.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And now so, they're in incredible debt.
Yeah.
Somebody.
I think in Connecticut, the average student loan debt upon graduation is like almost $40,000, which doesn't sound like a huge number over the course of your life, but man, that's huge when
that's
you're 21.
How does that compare? Do you have any stats how that compares with around the country?
Yeah, not any that I'd stake my reputation on, but right now, but it's high. And what we know is that across the country, we're over $1.5 trillion in student loan debt as a country.
Wonderful.
It's the largest source of consumer debt behind mortgages, even more than credit cards.
Let's talk for a minute, too, about, if you do set aside money for savings, where do you suggest they put it? Savings account? But there you're not getting much in the way of interest. Where do you park it if that's what you're going to do, where it would be accessible in a time like this?
Yeah. I wouldn't be a good industry representative if I didn't say bring it to a credit union.
Well, of course, you're going to do that.
But the point is you should put it in a place where it's going to be safe, first and foremost. And yes, absolutely, as you build that amount, you should figure out different ways to invest it and make more money in terms of interest or you know, growth of that value over time. But you know, and credit unions do a great job at that first level, paying, generally speaking, higher interest rates on your deposits.
Good for you.
But you know, the point is that once you get enough, then maybe you buy a certificate of deposit at your credit union, and that earns you a little bit more interest. And then once you have, you know, a little bit more money, then maybe you start, you know, trying to go into the stock market. And, you know, the journey of a 1,000 miles begins with one step. So let's get walking.
Talking with Bruce Adams from the Credit Union League of Connecticut. Do you see more people investing in the stock market who can during this last 10 weeks?
Well, yes, certainly. I mean, that's happening. The people that were able to have the free cash are now finding great opportunity in the stock market. That's definitely happening. And the past few days, we've seen, you know, great rebounds in the markets. And I think that's exactly why you're seeing that happen.
You know, are you still, I mean, let's take a look at your members. Are you still seeing a fairly good appetite for loans right now?
Oh, yeah. People are buying cars. They're buying houses. You know, it's funny. I had to, this is as an example, too, of how hard, financial challenges can hit. Huh. I'm moving and trying to move during this thing. And my move-in date where I'm going is kind of falling through, so I'm a little nervous about housing. Then I blow out a tire, so I got to replace two front tires. And now I got to go see the doctor because I messed up my shoulder, you know, all within a few weeks, you know.
A week for you.
Think of the financial challenges that can really hit you if you're not ready for something like that. But,
you know, just kind of on a related note here, it kind of ties into this financial security and so on. I guess apparently I've got a number here. Let's see. Getting a $1,200 stimulus check, and there may be more. 18,235 reports to the FTC about fraud, $13.44 million, 18 million scam emails every single day are blocked by Google, and 150,000 fraudulent stimulus check sites have already been launched. So there are people out there wanting that money.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. And that underscores the need, again, for financial literacy, you know, knowing what an email from, you know, from a reputable institution looks like, knowing when a deal sounds too good to be true, making sure you don't go to an online, you know, a payday lender, you know, come to your credit union and ask them for help. That's the right answer, but it takes some education for that.
Yeah. Well, and we know from other stories that, unfortunately, at times like this, people who run scams seem to look at this as like throwing red meat, you know, to an animal.
I'm hungry.
They just jump on these opportunities. So,
yeah, desperate. No, that's true. And, you know, one thing I will say, too, about to the positive on what the government has done with all this stimulus is, sure, there's fraud that's coming around, and there's people can criticize, you know, some of these programs.
Sure.
But, you know, the one thing I've learned about doing crisis response is you can't let perfect be the enemy of the good. And, you know, you try your best, you make a decision, then you change course if you need to change course. And, you know, here the government acted swiftly. And I think it's a big difference from how we did it in the last economic collapse. And I think it'll pay dividends down the road.
All right. The governor on yesterday, and he was talking about, you know,
Ray, we got to go.
Oh, do we? Okay.
Yeah, because we have traffic here. So,
all right. Well, I just want to talk about it. That's okay.
All right. Go ahead. No. Finish. Go ahead.
No, just make very it quick. Quickly. Are you easing off a little bit when it comes to, you know, not security, but health concerns, or, you know, have things gotten a little easier, or will things get a little bit easier in your members?
Oh yeah, we've been working really hard with them to try to figure out how to reopen the lobbies, and you know, I think we're watching closely, and you'll see lobbies starting to open up. You know, in pretty short order.
Okay.
All right, we got to go. Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks.
Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.